How's it going, Grade A Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grade A kind of day. Mother was very agitated this weekend with the news of the Mueller report being filed because that was everything that was being talked about on TV. Nonstop, endless. Mueller report filed. Mueller report filed. What's in the report? What's in the report? When's it going to be publicly released? When's it going to be publicly released? What's going to be said in it? What's going to be said? Over and over and over and over. So she was agitated because, you know, mother loves television. And if all they're talking about is the Mueller report, she gets pretty aggravated. So we thought maybe we can help brighten up her weekend by taking her out to eat and then taking her to a nice movie. So Tim and I, yes, Tim, I didn't mention you, so I guess you felt the need to chime in. Okay, take it easy. We have to stay on track. So we went to Mother's favorite restaurant, Applebee's, and she said, man, the server is very handsome. And I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean, Mother? She goes, the server's very handsome. He looks exactly like David Meir. And I said, David Meir? Who's David Meir? And she goes, you know, the guy who does ABC World News Tonight, the anchor. And I said, oh, that's right. That's right. And then I recalled that David Meir is a pretty young guy. I mean, I think he's in his 40s, probably 45 years old, 46, something like that. And my mother's just, you know, foaming at the mouth over this guy in his mid-40s, and she's in her 60s, and it was fairly repulsive, to be honest with you. You know, how she was talking about his jawline and the cheekbones and intensity of his eyes. We spit up our chicken wonton tacos and our brisket quesadilla. And Mother said, what the hell's wrong with you? You're ruining a perfectly good food. And I said, well, I mean, when you're thinking about your mother in your 60s getting moist to David Meir, you get repulsed, all right? And she said, don't be a jerk. And again, she stormed out on the Applebee's. So it's been two incidents at the Applebee's of late when you take into consideration the Lotto Scratcher Shavings Ash Wednesday incident. So we thought hopefully taking her to a movie would make it up to her. And when we went to this theater, it's a small little movie house. It's not a name movie theater chain. It's just near the Applebee's, and it's fairly cheap. So, you know, that's cheap is good. So we saw the poster for the movies that were being screened, and there was one called Deep Throat Deluxe Edition, and I was like, wow, that sounds kind of interesting, because I thought it was about the Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest, and I thought they were going to be talking about, you know, the competition going behind the scenes, what it takes to be a competitive eater. So I went to the ticket stand and I said, three tickets for Deep Throat Deluxe, please. And the ticket counter person just looked at us like we were not all there and said, are you sure? Do you know what this movie's about? And I said, yeah, it's about deep-throating the dogs. And they go, "Oh, all right, that'll be 4 tickets. And I go, "No, it'll be 3 tickets. And the ticket counter person said, "No, you have 4 people with you." And then pointed to Trumpy Bear, because mother brought Trumpy Bear. And I said, "Trumpy Bear is a stuffed animal. It's not a person. It really shouldn't be charged for a ticket." And the ticket counter person said, "I have never seen a stuffed animal with that thick amount of hair that also wears cufflinks. I mean, how many stuffed animals have a thick head of human hair and cufflinks on them?" And I said, I'm telling you, it's just a stuffed animal. And if you are going to charge me, I think since it's a stuffed animal, you should charge it at the children's rate." And the ticket counter clerk insisted and said, "Have you ever seen a stuffed animal wearing a tie? And how many children wear a tie? Okay, you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay the adult rate." And I said, "All right, fine. If it's going to get us in, we are going to pay for the ticket. You're ripping us off, but we'll pay." So we went to the concession stand, got some nachos, Mr. Pibb, and some bottled waters, and then went into the theater. And a few moments passed, and I was quite mortified to see that we were not looking at Joey Chestnut eating 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes. We were seeing another kind of hot dog munching, and mother just let out a mortified scream and again said, "Are you out of your damn mind? Why are you taking me to a porno movie?" And I said, "Mother, I thought this was about the Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest, okay? I thought it was a documentary. I thought they were going to be eating hot dogs. I thought we were going to see Joey Chestnut and all those anorexic-looking Asian dudes inhaling hot dogs. That's all I thought we were going to be seeing." And she said, "Yeah, right." And she dumped the nachos over my head, so I had a bunch of nacho cheese sauce just dripping down my head. And I was distracted by that while Tim was disturbing the other people in the audience, because, I mean, Tim, as you know, cannot talk, so he has to communicate with noises. And when he was looking at Deep Throat Deluxe on the movie screen, he was making noises, all right, and they were heavy breathing noises, the kind of noises you make when you're about to orgasm. Tim, you can say all you want, but I know what I know, and it did sound like you were about to climax, okay? And so the movie ushers grabbed Tim, grabbed me, threw us out for disturbing the peace of those who wanted to watch Deep Throat Deluxe in peace and quiet. And mother took a Uber home, and so Tim and I were left to think, you know, what are we going to do to make it up to mother? Because we pretty much made the situation even worse. We made her weekend worse. So Tim, in his stained Dockers, came up with the idea of getting mom a cameo. And I said, "Do you think mother's really going to want a personalized video message?" And what did you say, Tim? That's right. Tim said, "Maybe there's a semi-famous person on Cameo that we can order to do a personalized video message for Mother that would look like David Muir. Or maybe even is David Muir. You never know. I mean, David Muir might be desperate for a few extra dollars and is doing personalized video messages on Cameo. It's certainly within the realm of possibilities. So, Tim started to look up various celebrities on Cameo, and then he directed me to this one profile page, and he said, this is the one, right, Tim? Yeah, you said, this is it. And I said, Stuttering John Melendez. Now, I like Stuttering John. I have nothing against Stuttering John at all. It's just that Stuttering John looks absolutely nothing like David Muir. And so I said, Tim, why did you pick Stuttering John Melendez? And Tim said, what'd you say, Tim? He said, yes, that as a big Howard Stern fan, it would be fun to get Stuttering John to do a video for Mother. But the video is not for you, Tim, and it's not for us. Yes, we are Howard Stern fans, but we're supposed to get something that Mother's going to enjoy. So I previewed Stuttering John's videos, and Stuttering John does not stutter in his Cameo videos. Okay, that is incredibly bizarre. If someone is paying money for a personalized video message from Stuttering John Melendez, and Stuttering John is speaking, you know, as normally as anyone else, you know, what's the value added? You know, what's the charm? If you're going to call yourself Stuttering John and market yourself as Stuttering John still, I would hope that you would at least crowbar in a few fake stutters, right, Tim? Yeah, it's not that hard. It's not that hard to pretend to stutter. And so then I looked how much Stuttering John charges, and he charges $40. $40 for a video that's like a minute or less. And I was saying to myself, this is out of hand. Maybe there are other alternatives to Stuttering John that would be worth it. And so went over the list of people that were on here, and I'm looking at the list again now, and I'm just flabbergasted that there are people willing to pay as much as they are for some of the folks on here. Okay, so Corey Feldman, who was pretty much, I don't want to be mean to Corey Feldman, I mean, but his career pretty much peaked in the 80s. And Corey is charging $122 for a Cameo video. Now, for $122, you know how many Robert Kraft-style massages at the massage parlor one can get? I mean, if I'm going to be paying good money, I want good quality. And I don't really think a video from Corey Feldman for $122 fits the bill. Okay, so Pauly Shore, another one, another piece of work. $150 for a Cameo video. And he looks like he's been stuck in Yellowstone National Forest for several months with no food or water, has been subsisting on his own urine. I mean, he looks dirty, he looks filthy. And that's not a good presentation for Mother if we're trying to get her a gift. And it's insane. So let's see. Okay, here is another one. Brett Favre. Okay, Brett Favre, former NFL great, $500 for a video. Now, Mother might get a bit damp from a Brett Favre video, but again, $500 for a short little video message. I mean, this is insane. This is the height of insanity. I mean, what kind of people have the income to spend on these kind of videos? And so we see Ice-T here. Ice-T, not the drink, the second-rate actor and rapper. He charges $200 for a cameo video. And then I did a little bit of research, and the COO of Cameo, who kind of looks like Lurch from the Addams Family, is making Ice-T, is making Arizona Ice-T is making $2,400 a day. So he's doing around 12 videos a day for people that are, rather than paying for their child's child support or paying for family food, electricity, water, they're wasting it on a semi-coherent greeting from Ice-T. So, I mean, this is just a sad reflection of where we're at as a society. But nonetheless, if you can get a video from ABC World News Tonight host David Meir for about $75 on our behalf, we would be very appreciative. But this cameo thing is one big scam. And hold on a second. Wait a minute. I just saw something. Okay. So, that bald prick from Shark Tank, you know, that show where they exploit people's good ideas and, you know, try and scam them out of all their potential earnings for new entrepreneurial innovations. This prick, who looks like a dildo, is charging $999 for a video. Now, what can you get from a $999 video from this lummox? I don't see it. I don't get what's so wonderful. He's not going to give you business advice. He's not going to talk with you about how to get a business going. This is a scam. $999 for Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank telling your wife, sorry she has cancer. Sorry that her tits got chopped off. I mean, come on, folks. This is really silly. But nonetheless, if you can find someone, anyone, that looks like David Meir that would be willing to do a video for $75 or less, or if you can contact David Meir on our behalf and ask him if he would be willing to record a video for our mother, we'd greatly appreciate it. So we'll come back to this cameo scam. Well, I mean, it's not a scam. We don't want to get sued. I mean, it's just in our opinion. Oh, Downtown Julie Brown for $75. Hold on a second. I think I might be getting a cameo now that I think about it. Mind your business, Tim. Alrighty, Great A Nation. That's it for now. We will check in with you as soon as possible. Like I mentioned at the start, log in on Twitter at Great A USA, twitter.com/GreatAUSA to check in with us, updates on everything, see all the lunacy about the 2020 election cycle already starting up. Spread the word about the show. Give us a positive rating on the podcast platform you use. We greatly appreciate it. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you soon.
Hello everyone, this is Sam Stoops. I am the innovator and inventor of Samuel Stoops. It's very hard for my tongue. I don't really have a tongue. I lost it in an exploding pen incident. But my new sword is called Samuel Stoops' Stupid Sex. And it's a dating website, so you go on Samuel Stoops' Soups and Soap and Sex, and you create a profile, you say what your favorite soup is, and then you get paired up based on what soup you enjoy. So if you say, I love cream of broccoli, you're gonna get matched up with other people who say they like cream of broccoli too. And then you can get to know each other from the safety of the web. You can talk to each other, send each other naughty comments, naughty pictures. And then once you get comfortable with each other, you can go on a date. You can go to Soup Plantation or Super Salad, and you can have cream of broccoli or any other soup that you enjoy. And then they say soup is a good aphrodisiac. Soup is very good for getting you ready for foreplay. So Samuel Stoops' Soup and Sex is a way to make long-lasting companionships based on your love of soup. Because who doesn't love soup? I love soup because I can't eat solid food, because I don't have an extra tongue. So I just think it's something that's gonna be big, and you gotta give it a chance. So if you can, be on the lookout for Samuel Stoops' Soup and Sex. God bless. God bless.